Game on. Gaelic football.
Yeah, you're very welcome back to Game On this Tuesday evening as we turn our attention to Gaelic football, because news of the day is that Kevin McStay has been named as the new manager of the Mayo senior football team. The appointment was confirmed following a county board meeting last night, so bringing to an end a near 2 month search for James Horan's successor. And I'm delighted to say Neil Ewing joins us now, former Sligo captain. Big news out west, Neil. As I mentioned there, you know, 2 months coming now, but finally we have a manager in place and we have a very strong backroom team on board with Kevin as well. Like, given the it took 2 months, is that worrying, or is it a case they just went into so much fine detail to appoint the right man for the job?
Shane, quite a long drawn out process. There's a few ways you can look at it. It's taken 2 months, but I think, you know, from the time the actual interviews started to when they picked the manager was actually a pretty short period of time. And, you know, there's probably people that will argue that, you know, due process was followed, and which this is probably particularly relevant for Kevin McStay. You know, he would have been very disappointed back in the winter of 2014, where there was a lot of question marks over the process around an appointment, which ended with him not getting the job. So I think it's probably pertinent that there's been a lot of focus on the process and that Kevin McStay has come out with the job this time.
Look, that was to succeed James Horan back in 2014. He's succeeded him now in 2022. Do you think time heals all wounds with Kevin McStay? I mean, there was a lot of bitterness after that appointment. Like, he thought he had the job. To find out back in 2014 he wasn't get the job. It's always been a desire of his to manage Mayo, but would there have to have been plenty of talking in the background to smooth things over to get Kevin McStay in?
I think they say time heals all wounds, but it probably leaves scars as well. But probably one of the big selling points for the GAA is the passion that everybody has for their own club and for their own county. And, you know, well, you've seen Kevin McStay, you know, he's managed St. Bridges and Roscommon, but you can just tell when you hear him speak that he has that passion for Mayo. And I think this is an opportunity he really would have loved back in 2014, but there's no way he could have turned it down now, especially when he's been able to, you know, assemble the management team that he has and get those good people around him. You know, I think that'll be a big factor in it for him. But, you know, we all know Mayo people, they're stone mad crazy about winning All Ireland. Kevin McStay is no different. So if he feels he's the man that can help them achieve that, I think the scars can be overlooked.
He obviously won an All-Star for Mayo as a player, 2 Connacht Championships, finished his career with a broken leg. He has great passion for it and has assembled a great team, as you said. But what about the task in hand? I mean, last year, knocked out in the first round in Connacht by Galway, hammered by Kerry then in an All-Ireland quarter-final. Where do Mayo stand?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, that, because, you know, you look at Galway, they overcome Mayo Connacht Championship by a point, they go on, they win the Connacht Championship, and they end up in an All-Ireland final in which they were, you know, very, very competitive in for most of the game. That game in Castlebar, you know, Mayo would have been disappointed. You know, they were lackluster for a long period of the game. You know, probably the last 5 to 8 minutes they kicked into life and nearly brought us extra time. You would have fancied if Mayo got over Galway that day, bearing in mind they just lost by a point, they would have won the Connacht Championship. They would have ended up on that side of the draw in the All-Ireland. You know, they wouldn't have feared Derry or Armagh. They probably would have ended up in an All-Ireland final. So, you know, while you can say they were knocked out in the first round of Connacht, it really was a fine margin between them maybe ending up in an All-Ireland final. They would have played Kerry. You know, Kerry gave them a bit of a trimming in a league final, but Mayo would have learned a lot from that. And again, Mayo weren't able to beat Kerry on the other side of the draw, but, you know, an All-Ireland final is different, brings different pressures. It was a huge pressure on Kerry to win an All-Ireland this year, you know, given some of the underage success they've had. And, you know, it probably would have been a different game to the quarter-final that they did play Kerry in.
I know we mentioned the strong backroom team. Just for anyone living under a rock who may not know who is part of that backroom team, it is, of course, former Mayo boss Stephen Rochford and his coach from 2016 to 2018, Donny Buckley. Lee McHale, brother-in-law of McStay, he was part of the coaching ticket with St. Bridget's, and Damien Mulligan from Belmuddet, last year's beaten county finalists in Mayo. So certainly a strong coaching ticket there. But, you know, we're talking about, and Ruby asked the question there about, you know, where are Mayo as well? And I don't want to use the word transition, but I will. And in terms of, let's just get down to it, is there an All-Ireland in this Mayo panel as it stands? Because I did see quotes from Kevin McStay, Neil, in the Irish Times. I think he'd done an interview with Malachy Clerk, and I think it was, and he said, I don't see any transition in Mayo. I just see that a lot of good young players have come on and we drive it on. If there was a transition, it's been pretty much done under James. He brought through a lot of good players in the last few years, and we've to build on that a little bit, but we have to stay competitive. There's no question of us not being relevant in 2023. There's no question of them not being relevant, but is there an All-Ireland there? Because a four-year term as well, to me, I would suspect that there's people on the Mayo County Board that think, right, mightn't happen straight away, but 4 years, there is genuine belief that there is an All-Ireland in this current group.
Yeah, the four-year term is interesting. And I think part of the four-year term even relates to how passionate Mayo people are about their football. And, you know, everybody in Mayo has an opinion on football. And I think the four-year term just gives them a bit of reassurance, gives that management team a bit of reassurance and stops some chatter, you know, maybe after a year, if they don't win an All-Ireland next year, you know, I think it's going to stop people talking about a change in management. So, you know, I think that's a positive step from the Mayo County Board. You know, it's an investment. They've said they're in for the long haul. In terms of winning All-Ireland, you know, I think Kevin McStay himself has nailed it. James Horan has done a lot of transition work for him. Mayo will always be relevant. You know, they're an established Division 1 county. You know, they're there, thereabouts. Do they have that, you know, little bit of X factor to get them over the line? That's what Kevin McStay is going to be judged on. And I think probably for Mayo, it's, you know, getting Tommy Conroy and Ryan O'Donoghue back on the pitch together in a full forward line along with Kieran O'Connor. You know, that's something James Horan would have loved to do. That's going to be massive for them next year. But I think something they do need to look at is how they get their scores. And, you know, James Horan, you know, I have the ultimate admiration for what he achieved at Mayo in both his stints. You know, he probably got them to play above themselves for both terms. But they were probably just a little reliant on that running game for their scores. And when they played, you know, maybe two or three teams in the country that were able to match them with their running power, and they had the athletes to stick with them, Mayo probably weren't able to rack up the scores that they could against the other 29, 30 teams in the country. So I think that's going to be a task for Kevin McStay, is to come up with maybe a tweak how they attack, or, you know, maybe add a plan B and a plan C into how they get their scores. And, you know, that's no reflection on what they did. They were really, really good at it. But it's just going to take something a little different to win an All-Ireland.
It'll all be interesting. But let's go completely hypothetical here for a minute. So Kevin McStay and his team hit the ground running. Mayo win Connacht and find themselves in Croke Park next, I was going to say September, July, as it is now. How does Kevin McStay and his team get Mayo over the hoodoo of winning an All-Ireland? Mentally blocking out all the years, all the stories, all of that. That's another mountain to climb in itself.
Yeah, it's a mountain to climb for supporters, I think, more so than the players on the pitch, Ruby. Like, you know, definitely, it's always talked about with Mayo, you know, the curse and all of this nonsense. But I think, you know, how he goes about doing it, he gets Tony Buckley to get them tackling like absolute tigers. You know, he sets them up defensively that they're not going to give away cheap scores. You know, we've even seen in All-Ireland finals over the years, they've given away early goals, and, you know, they've had to chase games then. You know, so, you know, eliminating that is going to be one part of it. And then getting, you know, a method of attacking that can get, you know, ball winners on the ball, and they can give it to Kieran O'Connor coming on the loop, who will kick scores all day. You know, he's probably not the out-and-out ball winner that he was, or, you know, he never was that real, you know, elusive type of inside player. So, you know, if Mayo can get a system where they can get people inside who are doing, you know, a lot of good work with a lot of pace and can get the ball into Kieran O'Connor's hand, you know, that's how they're going to win in All-Ireland. I think, you know, talk of hoodoos and that is going to be for the people in the pubs around Croke Park before the game. But, you know, it's going to be the work on the training field and the tactical plans that Mayo put in place over the next, 9-10 months that's going to be the difference in getting them over the line.
Well, I may not be in a pub near Croke Park, Neil, but Ruby, I think the answer to your question is, I mentioned Rochford, Buckley, McHale, Kevin McSay is the new head of communications and everything. We just have to wait for the Mayo witch doctor appointment. That's the next in line, and that's and then we'll be grand. And then we'll be grand.
Get him believing.
Neil Ewing, thank you as always. A pleasure chatting. So we'll be interested to see how Kevin McSay's tenure goes as Mayo football manager.
Game on.
GAA.
RTE 2FM.